Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I was thinking about science. My name is Dr. Kenneth Noisewater. I'm the chief of research here at the Institute for the Study of Absurd Diseases, or ISAD.
I'm sorry to hear that, Ken.
Thank you, Dr. Pepper. Here at the Institute, we're dedicated to analyzing the diseases, illnesses, and chronic conditions that other scientific bodies ignore, and sometimes outright refuse to study. Conditions such as invisibilism, the chronic inability to be seen by the human eye. Come, let me show you. You can see here, in our state-of-the-art fiberglass containment cage with asbestos insulation and cherry walnut paneling, a sufferer of just such a condition. A little boy named Ralph. Or Nazi, rather. In fact, we're not even sure he's still in there. We ought to send one of our interns in to check, but we've been told by our chief oncologist, Dr. James Westfall, that the area is incredibly carcinogenic for some reason. Ah, the mysteries of science. Come, there's still so much more to see. Now here you can see Chief Veterinary Specialist and proud immigrant Dr. Check working with one of our in-house animals here at ISAD.
I hope you'll feel better soon, Ken.
Really? We're gonna do this now? Of all days.
Could you please tell our viewers what's wrong with this one, Piotr?
This particular animal, which the more scientifically literate among you might recognize is a chicken, suffers from an incredibly rare, exclusively galline form of Tourette syndrome. Please observe as I place this tuna of the land in our patented What Are You Talking About machine.
Back in hell!
That's absolutely fascinating, Piotr. You know, that reminds me, it's drumstick day in the calf. You might want to wrap this up and get ahead of the line. And take him with you, too. I think we can call this a dead end.
Bah! Me, mother! Bah!
Of course, not every condition we study here at the Institute is as safe as an invisible boy or a foul-mouthed... Foul. Here you'll witness one of the most unpredictable and dangerous afflictions we've ever encountered. Body heat syndrome. Watch as our perky junior assistant, Dr. Thunder, introduces an erotic stimulus to that mustachioed gentleman over there. Don't worry, she'll only be utilizing our state-of-the-art intercom system.
Moist vulva.
Under a minute this time. My God, it's getting worse. Luckily, our scientists and technicians here are world-class, dedicated to curing even the most ridiculous of ailments. That's the quality of research one can expect from an organization like ISAD.
Cheer up, Ken. It'll get better.
God damn it, Wilma! The joke was funny for like a second, the very first day, but we've been here for 9 goddamn years now, and it's never ever been funny again. Ever. I'm ironically sick of hearing it.
Wow, looks like someone's got a case of the Mondays.
Mondays? Oh, Christ! It's broken containment!
Self-destruct sequence initiated. Please clear the area.
I hate this place.
Nay!